The United States has 2 million military children. They often move from place to place. They live in communities around the country and on military bases all over the world. This week, NPR is reporting on the lives of these children. By many accounts, the military does a good job educating these children, and its preschool system gets high marks. Kavitha Cardosa from member station WAMU in Washington, D.C., reports.
If this is what you think the military sounds like,
you're on your way to Afghanistan, you're set.
Yes, sir.
I found at military bases, you'll also hear a lot of this. 40% of military children are under the age of 5.
Can I have hugs and kisses goodbye?
Starting at 5:30 in the morning at a child development center at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, Marines in camouflage uniforms carrying diaper bags and stuffed animals drop off their children before they race to physical training.
Give Mom a kiss. I love you. I love you.
Lance Corporal Jennifer Rialta signs in her 11-month-old daughter, Persephone.
It allows me to focus on work rather than, you know, worry about what's going on all day. If a parent can't be there themselves, they want to know that their kid's, like, taken care of and safe.
Rialta's days can run long, so Persephone's been at the center since she was 2 months old.
It can go anywhere from 9 to 12 hours, just depending on what's going on. All of a sudden, you'll see her do, like, different things that I've never seen before, and I'm like, where did you get that from? Like, I know we haven't taught you that.
Mommy!
Persephone is taking part in what's been called the largest employer-sponsored childcare program in the country.
200,000 children and 800 centers, 3,500 family childcare homes, about 40,000 employees.
That's Barbara Thompson, who oversees the military's childcare system. At a time when President Barack Obama is pushing preschool for all, the military childcare system is being held up as a model. It boasts high teacher pay, affordable fees, mandatory training, accredited facilities, and unannounced inspections. But Thompson says military childcare wasn't always as good. In the early 1980s, it was referred to as the ghetto of American childcare.
My center was a prefabricated chapel from Southeast Asia that had actually fallen off the ship into the water. There was just a bin of broken crayons.
There were cases of child abuse and neglect. Some centers had staff turnover of 300% every year. All this came at a time when more women were joining the military, more single mothers, and more families where both parents served, says Deborah Phillips, a professor of psychology at Georgetown University.
So the need of the military families ramped up for childcare at exactly a time when these terrible conditions of childcare were being exposed.
That led to the Military Childcare Act of 1989, a law that tried to systemically improve the cost, convenience, and quality at these centers. Mala Talley, who oversees childcare at Camp Lejeune, says commanders began to recognize how important childcare was to the military's primary mission, defending the country.
Whether they're on the rifle range and firing or they're qualifying, it requires them to concentrate on exactly what's happening so that they will be prepared for their ultimate goal, which is going to war. I can't go and train if I'm worrying about whether or not my child is well cared for.
The child development centers just on this base can now accommodate 1,600 children, from newborns to five-year-olds. That number is triple what it was before the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I had a pediatrician friend at the Naval Hospital, and he said there's two things that Marines do well. They shoot their guns and they make babies. When they come back, you can almost watch the calendar within 9 or 10 months after big units return, then there's lots more babies being born.
What do you got? You got keys?
Yeah.
2-year-old Grayson King is toddling about the daycare center in his Superman shoes before being scooped up by his dad, Corporal Jacob King. He's a single father who works long hours on anti-tank missiles.
This place stays open as long as I'm at work without charging more.
The military subsidizes almost two-thirds the cost of childcare. Teachers in the military are paid more than teachers at civilian childcare centers, $15 an hour versus less than $10 on average. They also get military benefits. And unlike their counterparts at civilian centers, teachers here have to complete a certain amount of professional development. Teachers Dolores Carter and Christy Tegmeyer say they love it.
I mean, they pay for the training for you to make more money. They're always wanting you to better yourself. Just like they teach in the Marine Corps, be the best you can be.
What makes these centers so good is partly what would make any childcare center good. The teachers here also receive specialized training in how to help military children who face unique stresses, including their parents deploying for long periods of time. One way teachers help children process their feelings is through books.
All right. We have a book that we're going to read, and it's called Mommy, You Are My Hero. And Mommy works at
work.
At work. But what kind of job do you think she's doing?
Duty.
She's doing having doing duty, the military.
Because
we'll always keep Mommy where?
In our hearts.
We'll always keep Mommy in our hearts.
And Daddy.
Studies suggest children with a deployed parent are more likely to develop behavioral and emotional problems. Teacher Christy Tegmeyer says she's seen it all.
One time a child came into the room just very quiet and said to me, my daddy left. And I said, okay. And he looked at me and said, I promise I'll be good, I'll be good. You have to teach them that it is not their fault.
Research also shows an uptick in child abuse and neglect during deployments. So teachers are trained to recognize and report such incidents. And Tegmeyer says when parents come back from war changed by their experiences, that's confusing for children as well.
Sometimes the kids will tell you that daddy's really quiet or daddy gets mad at me over little things. And you just have to kind of talk to them and say, you know, it isn't you. He's having a bad day.
The military spent approximately $800 million last year on early childhood education. But many are worried spending cuts will trickle down to childcare centers. Deborah Phillips of Georgetown University says that would be devastating. She says the early childcare system is one of the backbone programs of the military. Phillips says when civilian parents worry about the high cost of childcare, she has a simple piece of advice for them.
If you want to be assured of having high-quality childcare for your child in this country, join the military.
For NPR News, I'm Kavitha Cardoza.
Our series on military children continues this weekend on All Things Considered. Kavitha reports on a camp that helps these kids cope when a parent dies.
This is my dad watching TV, and this is a graveyard.
He's watching TV in the graveyard?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about him. I've never met him.
His name is Richard. He was in the Navy. He got hit by a bomb, and also he died because a big missile hit him.
Thank you.